Hey, it's Kirsten. Do you feel like you're spending way too much money on supplements? When I started out on my health journey, I was also shocked about how expensive high-quality supplements were, especially as I was upping how many I was taking. That's why when I became a practitioner back in 2018, I started offering my clients a way to save up to 25% off many of their supplements through a company called Wellevate, which is spelled Wellevate. Through Wellevate, you can order many of the supplements that you're already taking, like Pure Encapsulations, Gaia Herbs, Enzymedica, and others at discounts of up to 25% off retail. And shipping is free for orders over $49 within the United States. The only way to buy supplements through Wellevate is through a practitioner, and I will earn a small commission at no additional cost to you while you're saving money. So if you want to start saving upwards of 25% off your supplement bill, go to the resources page on my website at carefullyhealing.com/resources and go to the Wellevate section. You don't have to be a client, just set up your account and start saving. I'm Kirsten Ramstrom, former Wall Street analyst turned holistic health practitioner. In 2015, I suffered from chronic allergies, lifelong back pain, and fatigue and brain fog that were so bad that I feared that I had a brain tumor. Then I found the first medical medium book, and I quickly recovered from these symptoms plus many others. Fast forward through all of my trial and error and hard lessons learned, and now I'm using all of that knowledge and experience to help people just like you heal. I created the Quest for Healing podcast to give you clarity on what a health journey really looks like, guidance to get you through challenges you may come up against, and support and inspiration here whenever you need it. So if you're looking to take control of your health so that you can move forward with your life, you're in the right place. Welcome to episode 91. I can't believe that it's already the end of 2022. I feel like it should still be July. In this, the last episode of Quest for Healing for this year, I'm going to walk you through some of the year's highlights in case you have some extra time for catching up on podcasts over the next couple of weeks. I will link to these episodes in the show notes, so if you're driving, no need to worry. Just come back to the show notes when you're done, and you'll be able to find what you were looking for. So as I mentioned at the outset, this is already episode 91, which sort of blows my mind. I'd never done anything like this before when I started Quest for Healing, and you have no idea how happy it makes me when I get personal messages from those of you who are finding inspiration or nuggets of information that are helping you on your journey. My goal here is to make this podcast as helpful as it can be to you. So what are some of the other things that you'd like to hear more about? Is that more healing stories of people with particular conditions, solo episodes where I talk about certain aspects of the healing process, or something else? I'm open to anything, and I would love and appreciate your feedback, so feel free to ping me on Instagram at Carefully Healing with Kirsten, which is K-E-R-S-T-I-N, or you can email me at ker@questforhealing.com. And so with that, let's dive right into this week's episode. The first episodes that I want to start off highlighting are the two that I did back in October on Medical Medium's new Brain Saver books. Now, I had been looking forward to a book on the brain for probably the last 3 years, and wow, Anthony did not disappoint. Because not only did he give us one book, he gave us two. And holy cow, there was a lot of information in these books. So in order to help you digest it all, I put together two episodes. The first one, which was episode number 86, is the one I think of as the doing episode, which goes through many of the new tools that he gave us to heal and support our brains, including the brain shots, some of the new smoothies like the extractor smoothie, which, by the way, that thing is super powerful. After drinking that for 2 weeks, and I was only drinking a half of one every day, my tongue turned black for the very first time because I was detoxing so many metals. And guess what? I've been drinking heavy metal detox smoothies for 7 years. So those things are really darn powerful. So if you're looking to get some metals out, check out those extractor smoothies. But back to the episode. There's a ton in the doing episode, and I walk you through some of these new tools as well as the new cleanses and protocols that he has in there. He also included the root causes for some new symptoms and conditions, as well as some more supplement protocols. I dig through a ton of this in the episode, so if you haven't had a chance to dig into the books, this is an easy place to start. In the second episode on the Brain Saver books, which is episode number 87, this is the one that I think of as the learning episode. And while Brain Saver didn't disappoint with all of the amazing information it has, this is heavy reading, people. So what I did in this episode was to dig into five of the big topics that he talked about, such as how viruses and toxic heavy metals really affect your brain and how emotions are affected by brain health. And I break these down for you in what I hope was an easy to understand way. Also, if you've been reading the Medical Medium books for a while, you know there's always all of these little miraculous morsels of information sprinkled all throughout his books. So at the end of this episode, episode number 87, I go through 12 of the most surprising ones that I came across. So first category, Brain Saver books podcasts. So for the second topic, one of the best surprises was all of the episodes I did with people who are healing from women's reproductive health issues. And all of this started because a listener had reached out to me to ask if I had done an episode with someone who had dealt with lichen sclerosis. And so I went on the hunt and found a wonderful woman named Kathy Catlin, and I featured her in episode 67, and she talked all about her struggles with lichen sclerosis and got really, really specific about what she did that helped her heal from this truly maddening condition. Personally, what was so amazing about meeting Kathy was that she connected me with a whole community of women healing from reproductive issues in the Facebook group Vulva Warriors. I have had the pleasure of having so many of these women on the podcast already, and I have even more teed up for episodes in 2023. These have included Sarah in episode 76, who healed from horrific burning and stabbing vaginal pain, and as a result created her amazing website, healingvaginas.org, to offer support and ideas to other women dealing with a variety of health issues. Ina Zina in episode 72, she recovered from cervical cancer. And then there were two episodes where women recovered from battles with infertility. The first was Michelle Thompson in episode 81, and then Lauren Hoped in episode 89. And as I always say, I just love it when we have new little babies coming into our community because we know that they're coming in so much healthier and with fewer heavy metals. So if you're dealing with women's reproductive issues, these episodes are a great resource, as is the Vulva Warriors Facebook group, and I will put links to that in the show notes so that you can find the right one. So for the third topic, I just wanted to go over some of the mind-blowing healing stories that were featured on the podcast this year. The first one is Casey Scott in episode number 74, and his incredible journey coming back from what started as anxiety and panic attacks that eventually morphed into deep depression to the point where he could no longer work or live on his own. He has made a truly incredible recovery from this, and this is a wonderful episode and the most popular and most downloaded episode of the year. The second one that I wanted to highlight is featuring Jessica Cody in episode 80. Two years ago, right around now, she found herself in the ER with her liver functioning at only 1% after dealing with alcoholism. And she talks us through the fun that she had while bringing her health back in what is truly a miraculous recovery. Next, there's Misty Marie, who happens to be an admin in the Vulva Warriors Facebook group, and she came on in episode 83 to talk about her journey where she had to dig deep into her own faith to heal from lifelong migraines and joint pain from Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Those had her on Mattress Island, plus she had a million other symptoms, which really even seems like an understatement for everything that she had going on. One of my favorite parts of this episode is that we go into some of the tips and strategies that she used to stay on track during days when she was in a lot of pain or wasn't able to think clearly. So that one is episode number 83 with Misty Marie. And the fourth one I'll mention here is the episode that just came out recently with Gianna Felice, and this was episode number 90. She had a ton of neurological issues in high school and college with no answers from her doctors. She was healing from a whole myriad of seemingly disparate issues like gluten intolerance, periodic full body vibrations, histamine intolerance, severe hypoglycemia, and randomly going numb in her tongue and face, plus a lot of other symptoms. One of the great aspects of this interview, besides learning how she finally started finding answers and healing, was that we got really specific about how she worked through her sensitivities to many of the healing foods, which is a really tough thing if you finally found medical medium and then you can't handle the foods, right? So this is an amazing episode. And again, it's number 90. For the fourth category, I also put together some solo episodes to help you along your journey this year. The first is episode number 82, which is a great episode if you're brand new to medical mediums work and just getting started on your journey. It walks you through how to get started, what to focus on, and what not to focus on yet. Then I also put together an episode to help you save time on food prep, and that's episode number 84, because I know that you're busy and would love to save some time in the kitchen. And last but not least, if you're looking for some ideas of what to cook for your holiday celebrations this week, please check out episode 88 from just a few weeks back, where I share my 5 key strategies for holiday meal prep. Now, the last episode that I want to mention here today is the first episode that I did in 2022, which was episode number 64 with Kathy Regan Young. In this episode, we talk about finding work when dealing with chronic illness. She had so many good recommendations in this episode as a result of her own struggle with multiple sclerosis and having to leave her corporate job as a result of her own failing health. There are so many good nuggets in this one. So if you are looking for work, check this one out. It's episode number 64. And this is the perfect segue into the first episode of 2023, which will be released on Wednesday, January 4th. In this episode, I'll be speaking with Heather Angel about what you can do if you're interested in becoming a virtual assistant, otherwise known as a VA, which is a great job that's very relevant right now because there are so many online business entrepreneurs. We get really specific in this episode about what a virtual assistant is, the different kinds of virtual assistants that are out there, and what you need to know and learn if you're interested in pursuing this. And again, that episode will be out on January 4th, so keep an eye out for that. And so while I've covered a whole lot of episodes here today, there are still many other awesome episodes from this year. So if you find yourself with a little extra time to check out podcasts over the next couple of weeks, feel free to take a look through them all. For the ones I've mentioned here, I've included links to each of them in the show notes for this episode, which is episode number 91. Thank you so much for joining me here on the podcast in 2022. I'm really looking forward to 2023 when I'll have more episodes that'll help and support you on your health journey, as well as interviews with people who've accomplished some incredible healing using medical mediums healing information. So happy holidays and happy new year, and I'll see you in 2023. Thank you for joining me today on the Quest for Healing podcast. These discussions are not intended to provide medical advice, but rather to give you examples of methods and modalities that you may find interesting, informative, or helpful. Please work with your doctor as you undertake your own health journey. Hey, it's Kirsten. Before I started out on my health journey, I didn't know how poisonous many of the cleaners I used in my home were. Then when I started trying to clean the toxins out of my body, I started to question if the cleaners I was using were just adding back more. And how does that make sense when we're using toxic chemicals to get things clean? So imagine how excited I was when I found non-toxic, fragrance-free, essential oil-free Branch Basics cleaners. Now I use them for many things around my house, including scrubbing my kitchen and bathroom, cleaning my juicer, and as the laundry detergent for cleaning my clothes. Plus, it's also the soap that I use to wash my fruit because it's also sodium lauryl sulfate-free. So check out branchbasics.com. Their starter kits make it so easy to get started, and you can use my code CAREFULLYHEALING, which is all one word, for 15% off your purchase. And because I always want to be upfront with you, this is an affiliate link, so I will earn a small commission if you buy using my code. But I only recommend this product because I love it and use it myself. So if you're ready to start cleaning your home with a healthier cleaner, go to branchbasics.com.